Hello. Welcome to episode 2 of the Get Organized for Life podcast series, where we talk about organization, time management, and workplace productivity, all served up in small bites because we know you're busy. I'm your host, Pat DePalma, productivity and organization specialist and owner of Organized for Life in Wilmington, Delaware. Today, let's talk a little bit about organizing your stuff and your space. First off, know that there isn't one right way to organize our stuff. It's not true that if we don't do it the way so-and-so does or said we should, then we're doing it wrong. The right way to organize our stuff in our lives is the way that works best for us, that fits our vision of how we want to live and what we're willing to do to get there. How we get organized is going to be different then for each one of us. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. Even so, there are strategies that we can all use to create our own personalized, organized, efficient, and relaxing spaces. Once we've decluttered, we want to figure out how to arrange what we have left, where our things should live. There are as many ways to do this as there are people. What you want to do is to assign homes for your things in a way that will help make your life easier and more pleasant. Because that's really the goal, isn't it? Why invest time in getting organized if it's not going to make your life simpler or better? So if you focus only on putting your things away neatly, without thinking about how and where you use them, you might find that you have a hard time keeping everything in place going forward. What's most important here is doing what works for you and the people you share your space with. It's not about what you should do, but what you will do. Let's take a kitchen pantry as an example. Maybe you've decided to finally organize your pantry because you're tired of it looking like a disaster area. You're tired of having to search for what you want. You're tired of not knowing when it's time to buy more of something because you can't tell how much you still have. You know those days, I'm going to have to grab a Pop-Tart instead of a granola bar because I'm out of granola bars again. You've seen gorgeous photos of beautifully organized pantries with all of the food decanted into matching containers with cute labels. You think, yes, that's what I'm going to do. That will get me organized. That's what my pantry should look like. I mean, who wouldn't want to open the pantry door and see all of that awesomeness, right? But before you run out and spend hundreds of dollars buying cool bins and tins and labels, stop for a minute and think about you. Are you the kind of person who will maintain that system? Or are you the kind of person who finds it tedious to just put the groceries away in the pantry when you get home from shopping? Because make no mistake, it takes more effort to maintain a pantry full of decanted groceries than one in which the groceries are put in their places right from the bags. Maybe this fabulous new look will motivate and inspire you to keep it up. But maybe it won't. Maybe it'll become another job you don't want to do. Only you can answer the question of whether or not that's something you truly will do. And you want to answer that question before you spend time and money creating a system you can't maintain. Whether your goal is a system that's Pinterest-worthy or not, there are some key things to consider when designing homes for your things. First, you want to keep like with like. So, in continuing the pantry organization theme, that means keeping all of your cereals together, your soups together, your snacks together, and so on. This makes it easier to find what you want when you want it. If you want a granola bar, you can see all of your options at once. Do I feel like peanut butter or chocolate chip today? It also lets you see at a glance when you're running low on something and need to add it to your shopping list. If you keep all the granola bars together, you can easily see when you're down to just a few peanut butter bars and better go out and buy more. You want to keep the items that you use the most in the most accessible locations. So again, in terms of a pantry, think about which foods you eat the most and keep them on the easiest to reach shelves. Maybe you eat a lot of cereal or snacks, but you eat soup less often, and you bake even less often than that. Then put your cereal and your snacks on the most convenient shelves, your soup a little lower or higher, and your baking items on the lowest or highest shelves. But when you're doing this, don't forget that it's not all about you unless you live or work alone. If you share your space with others, you'll want to consider their needs and likes as well as your own in order to be successful long-term. For example, if you have small children, keep them in mind when deciding where to store your items. If you want your kids to be able to get their own snack, then you'll want to store them at a kid-friendly height. But if you want your kids to stay out of your secret granola bar stash, you probably want to store those higher up. You also want to make it as easy to put things away as it is to find them and take them out. That means things like not trying to jam in more than you have room for. So don't go to Costco and buy 10 jumbo packs of granola bars when you really only have room for 5. Maybe making things easier to put away means using some bins for smaller items like granola bars. You can just toss the bars in the bin, slide the bin out when you want to grab one, and slide it back in after you've made your choice. Maybe it means labeling the bins, containers, and shelves so you know where everything goes, making it easy to put things back where they belong. This can be especially helpful in family households. Children or spouses might not care so much or make it a priority to remember where things belong, so labels can help them help you maintain order. You want to keep items as close as feasible to where they're used. Many people keep their spices in their pantry, for example, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you do a decent amount of cooking or baking, you might want to consider keeping your spices near your stove or the area of the counter where you do your food prep instead. If you have a cabinet near your stove or workspace, and if you store your spices there, then they'll be close at hand when you're cooking. Yes, walking back and forth across the room to get your supplies isn't really all that difficult, but why not make it easier and more efficient to prepare meals if you can? And speaking of spices, how you store them can make a difference too. I see a lot of photos where spices are arranged alphabetically, for example, and that is certainly a reasonable option. But another option is to arrange them according to how you use them, the baking spices all together, the cooking spices all together, and so on. Like anything else, how you choose to arrange them should reflect how you think about them and use them, how you will find it easiest to get your hands on what you need when you need it. True, rearranging your spices won't change the world, but every little thing that you can do to make life easier is worth considering when you're arranging your space. I hope you found these tips to be helpful as you organize your space. I used a kitchen pantry as an example, but the principles apply no matter what space you're organizing, at home or at the office. And keep in mind that none of this is permanent. If you try a system, and after a week or two it isn't working that well for you, that's okay. It's not at all unusual. You can tweak whatever system you set up as many times as you need to make it work better for you. As your life changes, you will find that your systems may need to change too to meet your current life demands. Recognizing when that's happening and taking action to update your systems before life spirals out of control again will help keep you organized in the long term. You've been listening to the Get Organized for Life podcast with productivity and organization specialist Pat DePalma. Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next month when we'll be talking about making life changes with special guest Tammy Newell of Get Life Coaching. Sometimes we want to make changes in our lives, getting organized or something else, big changes, small changes, but we find ourselves unable to move forward. Tammy will share insights into what could be keeping us from changing and what we can do to get unstuck. As always, if you have comments, questions, or topics you'd like us to talk about, please send them to podcast@organizedforlifedelaware.com, and we will do our best to address them on air. And if you're ready and motivated to get more organized and productive, but you aren't making progress, it's too overwhelming or boring to do alone, you don't know what to do, or even just where to start, you can learn more about how I can help you by visiting organizedforlifedelaware.com or calling 844-ORG4LIFE. That's 844-674-4543. Thanks again for listening and have a productive day.